I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend.
One of the things we do regularly on this show is borrow some jargon from the world of finance and appropriate it for our purposes in a segment we call Long and Short. Long as in betting on something, like a stock, short as in betting against it. And this week, we have a special edition of Long and Short focused on culture. We have Rico Galliano and Brendan Francis Noonan from the Dinner Party Download, APM's culture show. Hi, guys.
Hello to you. Thanks for having us.
Hey, Lizzie.
I'm going to start with Rico here because Brendan and I are in the same studio in New York. Rico, as the remote participant here, what are you long?
Yes, well, I'm remotely in Los Angeles, so I'm going to talk about movies because that's all we do here. I'm going to go long on the director Jeff Nichols. He is the man who directed this new movie, Midnight Special. It came out last weekend on just 5 screens. It's going to open wide later this month. But this is a $18 million movie, not a very big budget movie by most standards. I think this may be the last low budget movie we see from him. I think he's going to be a big blockbuster dude. This movie had the highest per screen box office average last weekend, something like $30,000 per screen, made something like $195,000 on its opening weekend. I think that you're going to hear a lot more of this guy. This is the next, potentially the next Spielberg, and not coincidentally, this movie has kind of a Close Encounters of the Third Kind feel to it. So there you go.
Ooh, that makes me feel very cool.
It's very cool.
Brendan, what are you long, man?
I'm long normcore dining.
Define that.
All right. I define it as not fancy restaurants, but they're not chain restaurants either, and they sell pretty good food. Getting a table isn't a problem. They serve you bread. They treat you nice. And it doesn't cost an arm and a leg. Normcore, normal restaurants.
Yeah. Okay, but why now? Why are you longest? Why is this like a positive thing that you're betting on?
Well, we cover food on the show every week. We were judges on Top Chef long ago. Mm. So we've been following the food trend, and we've been joking around how we've reached peak food. I mean, people are starting to get exhausted about waiting in line for reservations, navigating open table. Then they get to a place, and we've all heard jokes about getting 42 plates of food with only like a half an ounce of food on them.
it's a little insufferable.
So normcore dining, long. Get ready for it. Get your chicken marsala taste buds ready.
Rico, what are you short?
I'm going to go short on true crime. And I think you know what I'm talking about. All you public radio listeners probably at some point or another got addicted to the podcast Serial in its first season. It's now in its second season. There's the O.J. miniseries American Crime Story based on the O.J. murder trial, O.J. Simpson. Making a Murderer on Netflix, also a documentary about a murder. My sense is that we may be hitting peak true crime. And then also in the New Yorker magazine, a couple of months back, we had the critic Catherine Schultz. She did a piece about Making a Murderer, and she was saying that a lot of these things imply a certitude about what is happening in these cases. And obviously, that wasn't the case with Serial, but in Making a Murderer, there's this, you know, outrage that's generated by people, and they know now who the bad people are, and they want exoneration for this guy, and it's not always really that clear. So she's arguing there's even some moral irresponsibility, perhaps, in making these shows. And I think we may have finally had enough of them.
Rico, that's a gutsy short. I mean, you're short in a genre that started, I guess you could say, in earnest with Truman Capote. But I feel
sure.
you if you're talking about
imagine
a
if you'd invested
market.
Then, you'd be sitting pretty.
I'm saying a saturated
well, we also
market.
Think crime's
exactly.
going to stop too, Lizzie. Don't get us wrong.
Everything's
There's just
going
to be no
soon.
More true crime.
Yeah, there'll be nothing more to talk about.
Brendan, we've teed it up for you. Throw out your short.
All right. Well, my short, and this hurts my heart. It's been something people have been talking about for a little bit, but I think it's really, really happening. We saw. It's South by Southwest, which just ended last week. I'm going to short Rock and Roll.
Whoa.
I've been feeling this for a while. We do a music segment on the show. We have constantly bring up bands. Pitchfork magazine, which covers music, but primarily cut their teeth doing rock and roll. Only 3 of the 10 best new albums they've announced in 2016 have been considered rock and roll. Any report that came back from South by Southwest talked about maybe Drake. It talked about other hip-hop stars that are emerging. And then we all know what happened at the Super Bowl, where Coldplay was just cold, bum-rushed by the wonderful Beyonce and Bruno Mars, who really stole the show. So I'm sure rock and roll makes me sad.
This is where I come in, because here's the deal. Everything Brendan said is absolutely true, and I think he's right to go short-term short on rock and roll. However, the history of music, like many arts and fashion things, is cyclical. And I think that means that I will go super long on rock, because we're going to eventually get sick of all the stuff that is replacing rock. And then we'll be like, you know, it was great when there were just four guys with guitars standing on that
stage.
Did
you hear that? So true crime is going to end, but rock and roll will live forever.
I don't think true crime's going to end.
Nice work.
We're just going to see a little less of it. Maybe we won't see quite so much of it, or maybe we won't like it quite as much.
Guys, I need to go get some veal scallopini.
And me, I'm just going to get some sort of fusion thing that looks weird.
Brendan Francis Noonan, Rico Galliano, the co-hosts of the Dinner Party Download, thank you very much.
Thanks for inviting us, Lizzie.
Thanks a lot, Lizzie.